Cú Chulainn and Emer. Of all the great warriors of Ulster, Cú Chulainn was the favoured amongst the young women, who all did their best to attract his attention. He developed much faster than the other boys, as his father was the god Lu, and he possessed a physical strength and pleasing manner that was not entirely of this world. He quickly grew into a handsome young warrior that was full of self-confidence. The other warriors saw this and began to worry that he would steal their own wives and girlfriends away from them. So, one evening after Cú Chulainn had gone to bed, the warriors gathered together to discuss the problem. "There's no question about it," said one man. "The only way to solve our little problem is to find Cú Chulainn a wife." There was a general murmur of agreement around the camp. The warriors swore they would search every town and village in Ireland to find a woman fit to be Cú Chulainn's bride. So the men of Ulster searched the length and breadth of Ireland for a bride for Cú Chulainn, but he was not easy to please. In the meantime, Cú Chulainn himself had set his eyes on Emer, the beautiful daughter of Fergal, and had resolved that she and none other would be his bride. He cleaned himself up, with his weapons sharpened and muscles flexed, and went to woo Emer. Emer greeted Cú Chulainn's efforts with gentle mockery. "You are but a young warrior," she said to him, "without a man's beard or any great deeds to your name." Cú Chulainn reddened, knowing that she was right. "But," she continued coyly, "I would consider marrying you if you achieve a great name in battle." Cú Chulainn had his work cut out for him, but he knew his skill and accepted the challenge without a moment's hesitation. Now, Emer's father, Fergal, had heard of this little encounter between his daughter and Cú Chulainn, and he was not pleased. To Fergal's mind, Cú Chulainn was an immature young man with a swollen sense of his own abilities as a warrior. In short, he was not good enough for his beloved daughter, Emer. A scheming plan began to unfold in Fergal's head. The next evening he made his way to the Cruachas court in Ann Macha, posing as a Gaulish warrior that wished to pay tribute to the great Cruachar of Ulster. Flattered by the smooth-talking Fergal, Cruachar threw a feast in his honour and ordered his warriors to display their famed skills of battle. Cú Chulainn appeared, and there were great cheers as he showed off his nimbleness and deft battle movements. Fergal grasped the opportunity. "Young Cú Chulainn truly possesses unique skill," he remarked. "You are lucky to have him as one of your warriors. But imagine if he was sent to Scotland to train with Donal Mildemail and then to study the art of the woman warrior, Scach. What a man he would be, for he would surpass every warrior in all of Europe." Just as Fergal had planned, Cú Chulainn overheard the remark. His pride swelled within him, and he passionately vowed to take on this training so there would be no question of his status as the greatest warrior in Europe. Fergal smiled to himself. It seemed that he had snared the young Cú Chulainn. Soon he would be far away from Emer, and Fergal would arrange her marriage to another. Cú Chulainn gets his training. So Cú Chulainn travelled to Scotland on foot of Fergal's remark. eagerly seeking to train with Donal Mildemail. His warrior skills were put to the ultimate test as he endured his training within an inch of his life. He danced and practised the warrior arts until his feet were hard as granite. Then he performed the hero's coil on the spikes of spears, where he climbed up a spear and performed his warrior dance on its point without making his soles bleed. The rigorous methods of Donal Mildemail paid off, and soon Cuchulainn's skills were perfectly fine-tuned. "I can teach you no more," Donal said to him. "You must go to Scathach, the great woman warrior that lives on the Isle of Skye, to complete your training." With that, Cuchulainn turned on his heel and followed the road east towards the Isle of Skye. Cuchulainn's skill was challenged long before he reached Scathach. The bridge that connected the mainland to the Isle of Skye was crawling with her pupils, unwilling to let anyone but the most highly trained warrior across, as anyone else would be unworthy of their teacher. 3 times he tried to cross, and 3 times he failed. The increasing jeers from Scathach's pupils only fueled his determination, and his quick thinking and speed of movement ensured his safe crossing on the 4th attempt. Scathach had been watching his progress and thought to herself, "Now this is a young man that is worth training, for he will make the finest warrior in all of Europe." And she was right, for Cuchulainn learned many new skills from Scathach, including using the barbed spear that is thrown with the foot and lodges itself so deeply in the victim that it can only be removed by cutting it out. He became battle-hardy through all his experience, killing Scathach's famed champion Cuchulainn in a challenge. He even conquered the Queen Aoife and her army for Scathach. As his prize, he chose to feast with Aoife at her palace, and she bore him a son who would be called Cunnla. Cuchulainn returns to Emer. Finally, just as Cuchulainn had learned all of Scathach warrior's arts, he received a message urging his return to Ulster. He bid farewell to Scathach and started on the long journey home to his native Ulster. A great banquet was held in his honour when he returned home, and he indulged his captive audience with tales of perilous adventures in Scotland. After all the celebrations were over, he set out for Fergal's stronghold to claim Emer. Now, since Cuchulainn had been away in Scotland, Fergal had endeavoured to marry Emer to Louis MacNoish, a new champion of Munster. Unfortunately for Fergal, his great plan began to fall apart when Louis refused to marry Emer because she was in love with Cuchulainn. Fergal's only option was to garrison his castle with every warrior he could muster and hope to take Cuchulainn down by force. A ferocious battle between Cuchulainn and Fergal's warriors ensued. He killed scores of men that day using his newly acquired tricks of battle, proving his worth to Emer, just as he had promised. Fergal himself died, trying to escape the battle frenzy of Cuchulainn, and when there was no one left to challenge him, Cuchulainn went to Emer. She had waited for him since the day he left for Scotland, and now the couple went to Abhainn Maha to stand before Crathúr. "Welcome," boomed Crathúr on their arrival. "I have heard of your great feat today, Cuchulainn. Indeed, I believe that there isn't a warrior in all of Europe that could better you now. And I see you won a great bride in Emer." The atmosphere within Crathúr's palace was uneasy, as all who were present knew that it was the privilege of Crahoor to spend the first night of a marriage with every woman in Ulster. Crahoor himself did not want to unleash the wrath of Cuchulainn by reminding him of the custom. Yet neither did he wish to show any weakness of authority. However, on the advice of the Druid Cathbad, Crahoor slept with Emer on that first night, with Cathbad sleeping between them. This arrangement was sufficient to check Cuchulainn's brewing anger at such a custom, and the following morning Emer returned to him. Their love remained as strong as the first day they met.